Certainly, it's going to be very tight. I mean, that was the assessment looking throughout yesterday, that whoever gets elected, and we think it's a battle between Michelle Gildernew and Kieran Mullooly for the last seat, whoever makes it, it's going to be very, very tight. So, no, we wouldn't be we wouldn't be saying that we're defeated there now at all. We still think there's a chance, and a very good chance in Ireland South. So, you know, we could end up with two or three MEPs at the end of this.
It is disappointing from the party's point of view, especially given that not that long ago, Midlands North West was being spoken about by Sinn Féin as a constituency where two European seats were possible.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's always an analysis, you know, after a split, like in football, you can get a proper picture after the game, and the votes are counted in this case. And I suppose if you take the last time, you know, you had Maria Walsh, who was, you know, obviously the Rose of Tralee, a big household name, was elected for Fine Gael. This time they've added Nina Carberry, so the sitting MEP didn't seek re-election for Fine Gael. They replaced him with Nina Carberry, of course, who would be a household name. And then you have Kieran Mullooly, who I've mentioned earlier, you know, who was the RTE correspondent for many, many years, you know, a very, very famous name, particularly in that Midlands region. And of course, Luke Mingflanagan, you know, who I suppose would fish in the same swim in the same political water as Sinn Féin. So, you know, when you look back, it was a tough challenge for us.